Aurelia Chastain grew up in Mobile, Alabama in the 1940s. She sat down with StoryCorps to tell her daughter, Yvette, about her grandparents, the challenges they faced during a deeply segregated era, and how they overcame strict racial boundaries by hosting elaborate parties.
Who were your parents?
Arthur Crimmins Taylor and Maxine Harrison Taylor. They were married at age 17. My mother was 17. My father was 18. My father was a butcher, and my mother was a seamstress. Mother did all kinds of sewing, but she most liked doing very fancy First Communion dresses that she did for most of the people in Mobile, whites, blacks, and what have you. They would see her children looking pretty. Different ones would see in our neighborhood that worked for different white families and would tell them that my mother was a seamstress and that she would, you know, sew and make very pretty things, and they would call her. She was called Miss Maxie. Everyone would say, you know, there's no need in going downtown to look for anything. There's no need in going to buy anything because Miss Maxie's children are going to be, girls are going to be the prettiest girls at the party, you know, because my
And speaking of parties, you all did a lot of sewing and dressing and all, but you all did some entertaining even at home. And it can be, tell me about the parties at the house.
Oh, yes. My mother was such a great hostess, and my father was such a great host. You know, my mother even made the mints, you know, that she served. Just about everybody in Mobile, from all of the blacks who were in society in Mobile, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, and what have you, and whoever wasn't the chief.
They all were welcome.
Our house was integration inside, segregation outside.
Yes.
Because we had such a different interaction with whites. My dad had the stores, and he catered to most of the blacks in the community and what have you. And a lot of the people who came in and the businessmen and what have you that came in were very respectful and what have you in their own way. But then he had some, like, I won't call names.
Of course.
And I know especially one that, you know, really.
Well, tell me about that experience.
My daddy. You know, he was very, a very racist kind of person. And so, therefore, he would come into the store, and he would check all the cans, and he was, you know, doing everything, always trying to find something wrong. But then he really got to the point where he would say to my dad, "I'm having a party on Saturday night. When you get off from work, I want you to come by my place and serve the party for me." He didn't say, you know, ask him, you know, if he would like to, or could he help find someone.
Yes.
You know, he would say in a demanding way, "When you close down the store, you know, come to my home and serve the party for me." We always felt that it was always to let him know that he was white and my father was black, and that, you know, he was still of a higher rank, even though he was a salesman. Even blacks, when they tried to pull the boots, you know, pull up by their bootstraps,
yes,
you know, the laces were taken out of the boots.
I see.
I think that's what I'm trying to get
right.
across.
Yeah, unfortunately
that's
so.
That's what I was trying to get across.
Yes, you did well.
Yeah. Yeah.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org. A national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.